Message number 720. My church on earth is under attack, and this means that my body will be crucified again as foretold. Sunday, March 3, 2013 at 11:45 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, fear not the attacks which are being mounted against you, for I am with you every second to make you stronger. It saddens me to tell you that you will suffer much verbal abuse because of the timing of this my plan of salvation. For this is the time in which not only will fervent Catholics be tested in their faith and their allegiance to me, it will also be the greatest trial for all Christians in every part of the world. To those who accuse you of heresy, I say this: I, Jesus Christ, would never lie, for I am the truth. I could never deceive you, for that would not be possible. Remember, it is my body which is the church. My church on earth is under attack, and this means that my body will be crucified again as foretold. By this I mean that my body will no longer be present the minute the Holy Eucharist is discarded by ministers in the Holy See of Rome. This will become a reality, and you must turn your back. I ask you to pray for all of God's children, all my sacred servants, including the misguided false prophets. However, I will never ask you to pray for the Antichrist, for that is not possible. Wake up, all of you, and listen to what I must tell you. You must not panic, despair, or lose hope, for this abomination will be the final torment which all God's children will have to witness and endure before I come again. That will be the day of great glory, great joy, and my coming will bring to an end the evil which blights the earth. Instead of fear, be joyful. You must look forward to my second coming, because I bring with me the new paradise promised to you. When you carry my cross, it will always be difficult. The times in which you live now bring with them a form of crucifixion which most Christians will find very difficult to endure, so great will their pain be. Those poor souls who do not believe that I speak the truth through these messages must ask themselves this: do you believe in the Holy Bible and the prophecies declared within its covers? Do you believe in the Antichrist and the revelations about the false impostor who will take the seat of Peter through devious means? If you do, then accept that this is the time for these events to unravel before your eyes. It is not for the future, it is now taking place. Accept this with courage and come to me with complete trust, for I love you. I need you to keep your eyes wide open. You must not shy away from the truth. The abomination has now begun. When you refuse my cup, you prevent me from salvaging the souls I need to complete the covenant promise to my Father. I bless you. I long for your hearts to open so that I can take you into my glorious kingdom. Your Jesus.